Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, friends, and welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I've got another special episode here for you today. I'm interviewing one of the coaches that I work with, and I'm doing this because I want to give all of these new coaches a voice, and because each of these new coaches that I work with, they all have a different perspective on life. I'm hoping that as you listen, you're going to hear something. And if you saw me, you'd see I'm saying something in quotation marks. And it's just that little something that's going to help you in your journey to becoming a successful, fully booked coach. I'm super excited about this episode. So let's dive in. Today, I am talking with one of my clients, Lakeisha Bell. She's a new coach, and I'm so pleased that she's agreed to join me on this call. Lakeisha, I wanted to thank you for coming on my podcast because first, I really enjoyed working with you. Truthfully, I feel so blessed to be a coach and I get to have amazing clients and work with amazing people like you. And I truly want to help my clients succeed. And this interview is one way that I can help. Loads of new coaches from all over the world. I think I'm at 50 countries right now, which is really cool. So all of these new coaches listen to this podcast. And by having you as a guest, other new coaches will hear you. And they're going to be reminded about what is possible for them too. Listen, I know it's not easy doing something new, especially when you've got a lifetime of expertise in another field. That decision to change and grow as a person and to add to your already existing, demanding, high-functioning role, it takes courage. I want you to know that the people listening to us, some of them might be having a tough day, or they're just looking for a little bit of inspiration. Maybe they're looking for that next right step to take, or maybe they're just about ready to quit. Quit even before they get started. And you being here on this podcast episode, you can help them. So let me dive in and tell you a little bit about Lakeisha. So she is an experienced social worker in the area of family and parenting. She got her master's degree a few years ago, and she has worked in this industry now for many years. What I found to be true about Lakeisha is this. She's passionate, and she has a deep love to help families overcome challenges and to strengthen that family unit. When we change the trajectory of families, of the lives of the moms, dads, and children, we create a lasting impact on the world. Healing these relationships, strengthening parenting, growing communication skills, it helps our kids be bigger, better, healthier, both mentally and physically. And this is how we change the world. She has got a huge heart and a big mission, and she's already making a massive impact on the lives of the people that she works with. It's interesting that she's also chosen to expand and be a coach. This further cements her commitment to the lives of the people that she helps. Now, when we met, she was midway through her coach training, and she was excited to get started, but she didn't have any paying clients. She is one of my private clients, and this is exactly what we worked on together. She learned how to sign her first paying clients. That is one of the biggest hurdles most new coaches face. Every coach dreams of making a positive impact on the world, and this is only really possible once they get paying clients. So this is a big deal, and it's one of the reasons that I focus on this area with new coaches. Lakeisha, thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you, Candy. It's such a pleasure to be here. You're such a breath of fresh air and just motivational to me. So I'm just really encouraged to do even more now. So thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me the platform and allowing the space. So much appreciated.
Oh, you're so welcome. So let's start with telling me a little bit about you and your life. Like, what would our listeners want to hear?
Well, so, oh my goodness, I wouldn't know where to start exactly, but as it relates to what I do, I'm a mom of two. I have two little boys, 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm a wife and a driven, career passionate woman. I'm very focused on helping others. That's been my passion. And how I got here was just family. I come from being raised with my grandparents, and I didn't quite have the foundation of mom and dad with me in the home as much. And it was just very important to me to feel that I was filling a void for others in that area. So being in the world of social work truly gave me that passion to really help others. And as a child, it was always something in my heart. I always wanted to give back. And, you know, come from Chicago, where I live in a community where poverty is really huge. And with that being said, a lot of us grew up without having support. And, you know, that's what drove me to want to do social work. So just a little bit of background. I did my bachelor's in social work, is working with children and families, as well as my master's degree in the same field. Surprisingly, I started out doing some childcare work. So children has always been a passion. You know, I think that children are some of the most innocent people in the world, and everything starts at childhood. You know, so it's so important that we grasp children at those ages and show them and provide them a leader and support. And that's what really, like I said, really what got me here, wanting to be a foundation for others, and having my grandparents be such a support for me. And they, although my parents weren't there, they didn't give up on me, you know, and that was such a huge piece for me. So to be able to be a support for others is a very great passion of mine. So that's what led me ultimately to do social work, and then now want to do more life coaching and parent coaching.
That's so great. And, you know, I really appreciate that you shared that with us. I think it's really common for people to be raised by their grandparents when their parents are having a challenging time, or they're just not able to do that. And I think about how blessed you were that your grandparents were able to take care of you. And the other thing that's important here is that every one of us, every person listening to this podcast, we've all had tough times in our life. And so often with coaches, that is that impetus that says, you know what? I want to make a difference in this area. I had a tough time. I worked through it. I overcame it. Sometimes we're still in transition, and we want to help other people too. So that's a really common theme that I hear. And so no wonder you're so passionate about being a coach. You said you grew up in Chicago. You still live in Chicago. Tell me a little bit about what that's like.
Oh my goodness. Chicago is a very beautiful city. You know, I know it's a lot of mixed emotions, but It's so many opportunities to do the work that we do when it comes to giving back. You know, it's a very busy place. It's a place where you can, you know, when the sun is shining, you just want to be outside. You know, I'm from the south side of Chicago, but I'm so familiar with different other places, the east side of Chicago, the north, and obviously downtown, the city of Chicago. It allows room for growth. That's one thing about the city of Chicago. It's so huge. And, you know, the opportunities are just amazing. And within this field, as it relates to coaching, the networking opportunities are a true blessing. You know, you have so many people who want to learn more about coaching, and so many people who just embrace something new within the city because it's so much to learn. I'm very passionate about giving back to, you know, the community and just being that support as it relates to representing for our city, because I think there's so much more to learn when it comes to the aspects of mental health within the city. This is a city that sometimes we often struggle with finding a piece of clarity when it comes to self-care and mental health resources. That's a huge piece. So, being that the city is so big, that platform allows the room to grow. So I really appreciate being in a space where the city is ongoing.
That's great. Tell me something, like if I was to come and visit Chicago, what's something that I should go and see?
Just, oh my just goodness.
The first thing that pops into your head.
First thing that pops into my head is Navy Pier, right? The big Ferris wheel, and there's good food, and the lake view is amazing. You know, the birds chirping. That's why I say the city is so beautiful, and you have to have some pizza if you come. That's definitely
my favorite. I love pizza.
Yeah. That is definite. It's just such a great place to explore. And when you come, make sure you have your camera, you know, picture taken, lots of shopping. It's just such a beautiful place to be.
Oh, that's so cool. So let's talk a little bit more about the kinds of people that you help with your coaching. I know it's parenting, communicating, but tell me more about it. And I'm asking you this from the place of, first, it's interesting for coaches to hear about what other coaches do. We're always curious. But also, maybe there's somebody that's listening to this that needs a little bit of help with their parenting and their, you know, options about how they relate to their family.
Sure. So parent coaching for me comes from, I was employed or currently still employed with the agency where I'm allowed to do parent coaching with children who are in the DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services. So children who have been removed from their children's care due to neglect and abuse. So that's what started my background in coaching. You know, I had the opportunity to connect with these families and find out what it was they needed to help with their parenting tools, to help with their parenting skills. What is it that you feel you lack as it relates to relationship building and communicating with your children? I believe that with parenting, we have to understand who we are as individuals, and then who we are as parents. And then thirdly, most importantly, we have to know our children. And a lot of times there's a disconnect, and sometimes we don't know where that disconnect comes from. So that's where I come in. You know, I want to sit with my parents and establish a plan, you know, create some tools that works for them as it relates to their specific family needs, because we all were raised differently, and a lot of times it tends to pour over into the way we parent our children. So a lot of times that looks many different ways. So if we didn't quite have a parent in our household or someone to provide support, it becomes a question of, wow, well, how do I know what to do? Or how can I be encouraged to do something I was never showed? So, you know, I want parents to know that it's okay, and that there is no such thing as a perfect parent, but instead to find what's within themselves and simply make it work with their parent-child relationship. So I like to explore not just understanding the parenting piece, but how can we make this work for peace in your household? How can we focus on bonding and attachment? You know, what does effective communication look like for you? What is your parenting style? And I think that once we were able to understand our parenting style, as I mentioned, it helps us sort of breeze through things easy. I want to help my parents to identify specific tips that they feel will help them move forward when it comes to parenting. And I know it's worked, definitely evidence-based. You know, I've had many parents reunify with their families, with their children, as relates to completing, you know, a set of tips or just a few one-on-one workshops where they got to actually dive in and understand some common issues, like I said, and as it relates to communication or discipline. Just parent-child interaction. Some parents don't know exactly how to engage with their children, so they'll learn developmentally. And that's a huge piece.
Yeah. So listen, there's something that you said here that is that I really noticed. So the first is helping the parent find their own parenting style. And then once they're settled in themselves and know their own parenting style, then knowing that there's no perfect parent, that they're always progressing, they're always growing. And the other thing that you alluded to, but I didn't hear a lot about it, but I think is important, is it doesn't matter if these children are young, toddlers, 2-3 years old, or if they're 13, 14, 15 years old, you know, so that the parent can be themselves and learn how to communicate with their kids, no matter how old the children are right now. And that they can grow as their children grow too. What do you, what do you notice? Like, do you spend more time with parents of really small little children or more teenagers, or is it a mix?
It's a definite mix. My background, I've worked with infants to teenagers till about 15 years old. That has been my experience for over time. I find majority of the struggle coming in with children from infants till about 13. It's the piece with understanding how to soothe the baby, to toddler, understanding how to communicate and development, to child age with working with homework, working with discipline and redirection, up until as we're transitioning, and then you get to teen, where you come with those preteen concerns and wanting to have positive relationship with my teen, wanting to have positive communication and understanding. As we know, time goes on and things change, communication change, the verbiage, you know, you want to be able to understand and connect, but also allow your child the room to be comfortable to speak with you. So I definitely, when I'm working with my parents, I definitely make sure that we're aware of the parent is aware of where their child is developmentally, so that they'll know what works for their child. You know, are you presenting your child with something that's maybe too much information or too little based on their age? So that's a huge piece.
So let's, I mean, that is a huge expertise. And being a social worker, you've got all of that resource, all of that knowledge that you can teach to the parents. And now you've become a coach as well. So tell me, what is it about the coaching in this environment that it makes it even more satisfying, even more fulfilling?
Yes. Coaching is almost a sense of guidance, opposed to me coming in simply directing, redirecting a parent and almost making them feel bad about the parenting that they've done in the past, right? So no parent is perfect. So with coaching, we're providing the skill and tips with tools. And we're allowing the parents to sort of give us some feedback as to what works. And we're not just dictating to them to say, well, you should try this, but instead we're incorporating what has worked in the past, what the parent suggest or may feel would work in the future. And then we're trying to just put those tips and coincide them together and figure out a plan that works. So every plan is individual, but you want to make sure that you're not coming in just dictating. You're definitely allowing that parent to feel that they have a lead on what it is they want and how they feel their household should look when it comes to parenting.
Right. And so that shift in the relationship, the shift from, I guess, what I would call like a top down, if I'm thinking of a corporate world, you know, where you're the expert imparting the information to the parent, now shifts as a coach to still being a mentor, but also being more of a partner, more of a collaboration between what works for you, individual parent, and how can you make that even better? So there's a recognition that the parent has their own unique way and partnering with them. Okay. So I want to switch tacks a little bit. Tell me, working together, you and I have worked together for a few months now. What's the one thing that you took away from our coaching, you and I working together, that you found super valuable?
Honestly, if I could go on and on, but just, just choosing one, it would simply be to not overthink the process, knowing that I am the expert and I am doing this work. I believe that, Candy, that was some of the best advice that I've penned into my brain and my heart. And I won't forget that, because a lot of times I overthink in this world and I'm second guessing. And you've provided me with a sense of confidence that allows me to know that you got this, girl.
Yeah. And you know, you already had all of that in you already. It just took a little bit of a mirror to remind you that you can look in the mirror and know that you already have everything that you need, right? Like, just to trust yourself is a massive, yes, is a massive shift. And so I'm really glad. Now,
yes, thanks.
Did you have something else you wanted to add? Because I've got one last question before we wrap it up.
No, that was it. I was just saying, thank you. I appreciate that, because I think a lot of times that's that self-doubt that we have, and we're not sure when we feel we're sure, but then it takes someone, another expert, you know, and someone who can look into something that we may not see within ourselves and push it out of us.
So last question. Now, I wish I could word this question differently, but I like it. So if you could turn back that clock, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Oh my goodness. The one thing I would tell my 20-year-old self is to not to give up. Mm-hmm. Yep. And stay driven. Yeah, because that was something that I believe definitely played a role. There were a lot of times with that second guess and made me want to say, you know what, this is not for me. But I believe if I had just gave myself more positive affirmations, then I would have been in a different space. So definitely. Yeah.
So just don't give up.
Don't give up.
Wow. That's powerful. And isn't that interesting that sometimes some of the most powerful things are these, you know, just a few words that we string together that really make a difference. All right. Yeah. So this has been so great. I am always interested to hear about your experiences and your expertise. And I'm really fascinated too about your journey to become a coach. Now, I want to make sure that the people who are listening to this, the ones who really resonated with your message, that they've got a way to find you and continue the conversation. So how can somebody find you online? Do you have a website, social media? What can you share with us?
Yes, please. So you can find me. I have a website. It's www.elementsoflifecoach.org. And you can go on there. You can learn more about myself. You can see some pictures. You can check into my consultations and my life and parent coaching and just see more of what I do. And then I also have a platform on Instagram, and my Instagram tag is Elements of Life Coach. And there I try to post good affirmations.
Yeah. And I'm going to put those in the episode notes too, because I know somebody might be listening to this and they're on the bus and they don't have a pen and paper handy. Yeah. So they'll just be able to click through. And I have to echo that. I love your Instagram in particular, especially your stories. You always provide great resources for parents and just that positive vibe for picking up a day that might be feeling a little bit down. All right. So Lakeisha, thank you so much for joining me today on this interview. You know, I always enjoy talking to you, and I'm super excited to see how your coaching business continues to grow. I believe coaching is the way, like the big way, to help people create a more fulfilling life. And I know that you are going to continue to help your clients, those parents and children and grandparents, transform their relationships. And in doing that, they transform their own life too. It is incredible. I think of the possibility of what's going to happen from you coaching these folks. And I know that your experience and your message will really help my listeners too. It has been so much fun.
Thank you, Candy. I truly appreciate it. And again, just looking forward to touching more families, engaging, networking, and you all have not seen the last of me. So again, Candy, thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed the conversation with Lakeisha. And I want to hear from you. What did you learn from this interview? Now make sure to click through to the show notes, leave me a comment, go to Lakeisha's website and to her Instagram and follow her. I'm so honored that you're here listening to us having this conversation. And I hope you have a great day and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.